Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en dit is tyd vir jou misdaadverslag. Kaptein Dave Miller is hier by my. Captain, how are you?
Petra, I'm doing very well and yourself, thank you.
Fine, thanks.
Awesome.
We're talking about motorbike thefts.
Yes.
Oh.
It's
an expensive thing to be stolen.
Well, yes. I mean, what we are seeing now as well also is that in the past, initially when this crime started rearing its head, it was more specifically the expensive touring bikes that were being taken. Mm. So, for example, your BMW Tourings, your Africa Twins, some of the scrambler motorbikes and things like that, your sort of higher-end motorbikes.
Yes.
Now what we're seeing as well is that there's a trend whereby the delivery motorbikes are also being taken.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that tends to come in the form of a hijacking.
Okay.
Yeah. So there have been a few stories in the news lately with regards to where somebody has ordered food or ordered a delivery or something. And when they get there, then there's a robbery either at your house or that the delivery person has been robbed from outside of your house. So those bikes are also taken and stripped, reused. A lot of them are actually just changed. Their engine and chassis numbers are changed, and then they just get sold to another person to do deliveries. And a lot of those guys that are riding these bikes are sort of, they don't understand the process in terms of what is happening with the motorbike. They're basically renting it from somebody.
Of course, shame.
So, it is a problem.
Yes. So we can just look out for that and report it if we see it.
Yeah. So some of the safety tips that we can look at, we'll come back to the larger motorbikes as well, but specifically for the delivery motorbikes. Those people that have franchises that do deliveries, it's very important to educate your drivers. They do talk amongst themselves, but to educate them, and if there is a specific order that comes through and you feel it's a little bit dodge, and maybe be able to verify. We had one case here the other night, this last weekend that went past, where a food franchise called the police station and said, listen, they suspect that their driver is going to be hijacked. And then we were actually holding observation in the area.
Yeah.
We had a team that was waiting. And fortunately and unfortunately, the driver was too scared to come through. So when we realized that the driver was not coming through, we actually went to the address and asked the person at the address if they had actually ordered. And there was no order that had been placed from that house. So what the suspects are doing is they are using addresses in the urban areas to place orders from. And then when the delivery guy gets there, then obviously they know where he's coming. And with the various food apps or the delivery apps that you have, you can actually track where the driver is. So it's a scary thing for the delivery guys, for the motorbike riders. But once again, if you educate them a little bit, and if you do feel that something is a little bit suspicious, and keep a record of your clients. And that will also help you to be able to establish, is this a legit number or is it not a legit number?
Because you do put your phone number down. I mean, they can just send you an SMS and ask if this was you, and then you can just reply.
But remember as well also, if I am the suspect I've gone to number 123 Gene Avenue. All right. That's my number there. When you phone that number back, I'm the one that's going to answer.
Yes, of course,
You know? So it is a little bit difficult when it comes to that. But we are working on information and following up on things like that. And I'm sure there will be an arrest made in that aspect sooner. And then coming back to the larger motorbikes. So these are taken usually in the early hours of the morning.
Okay.
And unfortunately, nowadays, it doesn't matter if you've got a electronic gate and a lockup garage and all sorts of things, the suspects are managing to bypass all these processes, even with the beams on the outside and things like that. So between the hours of around about 3 to 4, or let's rather
and
make it around about 2 o'clock in the morning to about half past 4, 5 o'clock, this is when most of those guys are striking. They're coming. They already know where the property is. They've already scouted your house, unfortunately. They know all your security measures that you've got in place. I have had cases where motorbikes have been chained. Where they come with bolt cutters, cut the chain. take it over. I've even heard stories of large motorbikes being lifted and carried over walls.
No.
Yes. So they are extremely motivated when it comes to stealing the motorbike. So what is important, try and get some form of an early warning system going.
Yeah.
Maybe a temper alarm on the motorbike if it is moved or something like that.
That's good,
It's very important to have GPS tracking. Okay. On the motorbikes, so that if it is taken, we can at least start tracking it and seeing where it's going. Once again, these guys are very quick. Yes. We had an incident about 3 weeks ago where there was a motorbike stolen at about 4:30 in the morning. When we got there at 8 o'clock, they had already stripped the bike.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but luckily we did recover it. We found everything. Mm. But basically, we brought the motorbike back in parts.
Oh, no, Shane.
Yes.
Thanks, Captain.
That's a pleasure, Pietra.
Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.